Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, Jamie and I are breaking down the most controversial new AI tool that you might actually want to use. I'm going to explain why. So this is Grok, the Elon Musk's ex-AI built into what used to be Twitter X, right? Grok is his kind of like ChatGPT competitor, and it just has added image generation capabilities. Now, a lot of people when this first came out were like, how's this possible? You know, I didn't know they were using an image generator. It's actually an open source model called Flux that they've added. And it's really interesting. It's controversial for a lot of reasons. You know, Elon Musk is all about free speech, and that's kind of translated into what's going on with this image generator. And a lot of juicy details. And today in the podcast, we'll break down how it's working, why it's working, how to use it, and some interesting things, some interesting controversies. Before we get into that, I wanted to let you know, Jamie and I on our school community have recorded an exclusive piece of content about this. If you're not part of the school community, you've got to join it. Right now it's $20 a month. The price is going to increase to $50 a month and probably more in the future. But the link is in the description to the school community. So go join that. You can get this piece of content. And every week we come up with exclusive pieces of content, guides, side hustles, stuff we don't share with anybody else. This week we've created a piece of content all about how to use these AI image generators to make money, side hustles you can use, and how to essentially incorporate this into your side hustle. So this is a really interesting thing, but I'd be curious to kick this over to you, Jamie. What have you kind of seen as far as why people are so up in arms or they think this is like a controversial model?
Well, I don't know how long this model's been out. I would assume less than a week, but there already is some pretty controversial, I would say, imagery out there involving Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, and then Donald Trump and Elon Musk. I'm glad that this is just a podcast and we can't show any of these because we might get censored or something like that. But some very interesting. I'll just describe a couple of them to you because I don't think I can get in trouble for that. But there's one. There's an embrace between Kamala and Donald Trump. There's one where she appears to have a baby. I'm not going to go too far into detail, but there's some pretty, all I'm saying is people are already using this to make definitely controversial, to say the least, imagery. I see the appeal to not having, too censored of, AI programs. However, I could see the potential for a lot of misuse here too. So Jaden, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, 100%. So here's what I think is interesting. It's like this model and is like almost a response to, I feel like, to ChatGPT, which some people say is like kind of overly censored or whatever. There's probably like a happy medium between the two of them. At the same time, I've seen a lot of people talking about it and they're like, everyone wants an AI model to be able to do whatever they tell it to do. And then when they tell it to do something crazy and it does something crazy, they're like, look, this thing is like insane. Why would it generate, like a picture of Donald Trump in love with Kamala Harris and her pregnant? Like, people are generating crazy stuff. But I feel like it's kind of honestly just like in response to ChatGPT, which they're big on, like, we don't want, our AI image generator Dolly to be used for election interference or misinformation or anything. So like if you ask ChatGPT for, generate a picture of Donald Trump like shooting a gun, it will be like, sorry, we can't do that because it's political and inappropriate or whatever. And a lot of people are mad because they're just like, look, like I just told it to do something. Like I don't need someone telling me what to do. And then other people are like, good, the AI model should tell us what's best. I'm not saying which of those two opinions is right or wrong, but like, there's different people on both sides. I also think it's in response to Midjourney, which has done some early restrictions that were kind of controversial last year, where like if you asked Midjourney to generate an image of the president of China, Xi Jinping, it just like wouldn't. And everyone was like, why not? Even if it wasn't like in a controversial thing, it was just like, hey, generate a picture of Xi Jinping, it wouldn't. So I think that there is some demand for people for like something that can generate Trump or Xi Jinping or anyone else. And they're just like using it for that right now. And of course, everything that you're going to see online and what everyone's talking about right now is the most radical, extreme examples of that you can get. So, I mean, there is that. Now, what about the actual quality of this, right? Because at the end of the day, I think all the hype and controversy around like generating a picture of, you know, Donald Trump shooting a gun is kind of like die down because people are probably going to know what is or isn't AI generated, or maybe there'll be labels added in the future. I don't know. We'll know like what events are actually real because there's going to be backup evidence, whatever, right? So I'm maybe a little bit less concerned, and maybe that's good or bad. I don't know. You can decide. I'm less concerned about that. I'm more concerned about the quality. Like, is this an actual good AI image generator regardless? Like, because if it's a bad image generator, if it doesn't actually do a good job, like who cares about it, right? So I went and actually tested this, and here's what my verdict with it was. Yes, number one, I did, what were my, oh yeah, okay. So my things I asked it for was number one, a picture of Donald Trump driving a train into a chemical fire. And sure enough, yeah, it generated the image. He's driving the train. There's like his shirt's on fire. He's like going into this chemical fire. It's crazy, right? And then I also asked it for a picture of Kamala Harris parachuting out of an airplane, like holding bags of money. And something that was interesting is when I asked it for the Trump one, it just did like Trump, whatever. When I said, I think I said like do a picture of like Kamala or whatever, but it didn't, I guess her name isn't like brand name recognition enough, which I guess I should have thought. I don't know. It just generated a random sort of East Indian looking woman. So it like wasn't her, you know? So then MB, you know, make sure it's Vice President Kamala Harris. And then when I said that, then it was able to actually get her. So I think, yeah, there's definitely some like things you got to like be aware of or try, especially when it comes to people's names. The one thing that I did want to highlight though, is that both images looked like, not like perfect, but they looked like more like photographs than what you're going to get out of ChatGPT's DALL-E. And this is where I think the opportunity is. Like, this is the only reason Jamie and I are bringing up this on the podcast, besides it being like sort of funny and, you know, people kind of going crazy about this. But I actually was really impressed by the quality of the images. Now, you can do some really impressive things with Midjourney too. So like, it has more safeguards. So if you're more concerned about like safeguards and, you know, more customization and whatever, like Midjourney is also a great option for all of this stuff. But when it comes to like this Grok versus OpenAI, it is way better than OpenAI. I hate using ChatGPT's DALL-E image generator just because they make every image look cartoony. Even if I say make this an ultra realistic image, it just looks cartoony and like fake. You could just tell. So for that, I do think, I don't know, it's actually kind of useful.
Yeah, I mean, from my quick observation, I would say it's somewhere between DALL-E and Midjourney, but it's decent, I would say. I did notice too that with some of the generations of Kamala, it was more of a likeness rather than a actual picture, you know, or recreation. So that was interesting. You know, I do want to go back to what you said about how people aren't going to be fooled and know it's AI. When it comes to political stuff, especially, I think people with their, you know, presuppositions and things, when they see an image, I don't know, there's a lot of people on Facebook, especially elderly, that I have seen get very fooled by AI imagery. And I don't know, man, I think especially when it comes to political and there's already the emotional there, they may, you know, not study a picture and think that it's real. So I could see
good point
this being, you know, very interesting with the election kind of stuff coming up. But as far as making money, because this is the AI Hustle podcast, I thought this could be a very temporary but very lucrative way to make some, whichever candidate, you could make some really cool, you know, t-shirt designs and try to sell them on TikTok or something before the election.
That's because... a great point. Okay, well, you had like two really good points there, Jamie. The first is, I said like, oh, people can tell what's AI generated or not. Okay, I actually am corrected. I'm sort of in my own bubble because I mostly am using X for like social media. Like LinkedIn and X are probably the two platforms I use the most. And people are much more savvy on X because it's kind of like my like algorithm is like developers and tech people and kind of in the AI space. And everyone's like, oh yeah, this is fake or this isn't. And it's like obvious, but you're right. I'm also part of a group called AI generated images people think are real on Facebook. And it's just like people screenshotting really like obviously AI generated images and people's responses to them, mostly elderly people that are like, oh my gosh, this is like crazy. And so I think you're right. There is definitely a ton of people that will think images are completely real. And there's that concern. But your other point about election content is a great idea because like why this podcast episode is probably unique is because this is probably the only or one of the only AI tools that will let you generate images of all the political candidates and all sorts of scenes and stuff. And so I think there is a ton of opportunity only on this tool exclusively, to essentially generate, really cool artwork of whoever your preferred political candidate is. And, you know, it kind of reminds me, this is a really funny business when it comes to like politics or whatever, a really funny business that I had a friend do back in the day, but they did, there was a famous artist or comedian or someone, I don't know. It was like the first time Donald Trump was running back in 2016, I think. And there was some artist that they took like a bunch of tweets he had done where he'd like changed his opinion on things and they called them Donald Trump flip-flops. And they came out with like a whole line of actual flip-flops with like one tweet on one on the right foot and one tweet on the left foot where like he would like contradict himself. And there's like Donald Trump flip-flops. Ever. It's sort of like funny. And they sold them. They're like, we're selling like 1,000 pairs and then that's it. So they did that. And then I had a friend that was like, well, they only sold 1,000 pairs and like they ended it. So they actually went and got a bunch of these like things printed themselves. They like made their own and then they would just like sell them as well. Anytime you see someone do like a limited print, you know that people are going to just like extend it and make their own if it's like a product in high demand. Anyways, that's like sort of like a funny idea, but like you could imagine doing that to all political candidates for all sorts of reasons. And this is essentially the only platform that would allow you to use AI to generate stuff. So there's all sorts of ideas. Jamie and I are not going to give you guys ideas for political businesses to start, but we're just letting you know if you were to, this would be the place to do it.
It's a good time for it. So.
Yeah, you only got until November, and that is probably boring after that. But this is a really interesting model. I would definitely say go test it out, try it out. If you need it for that specifically, it's great because it'll do political or other things. But also, I think it's a fairly high quality platform. It does some good images. So yeah, definitely check it out. One to not sleep on. If you enjoyed the episode today, we would really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you rate your podcasts. And we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.